Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you here on a getaway Friday night, Friday, September the 4th, 2026. 14 coming up on 15 minutes past the hour. It is a getaway Friday Labor Day weekend. Remember, we will not be live on Monday morning from 8 to 10 a.m. Tune in for a best of program. We will return on Tuesday, the day after Labor Day, with new programming. Now, I am in the studio right now here alone. Apparently, Matt has decided to take Labor Day weekend a little early. Nobody in the studio. So if somebody would like to call in, feel free. You can be my guest co-host or guest in general here until we find out what happens to Matt. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, halftime. The Spartans 7 and the Rams 7.
7-7.
Maybe give me a little help. I'm a little slow on remembering the other names, but the Pleasant Spartans 7 and the Rams, I don't know what school that is. Could you give me a hand?
You know, I don't know, but I can find out. How's the game so far?
7-7 halftime.
7-7. Now, so the Spartans are playing pretty good.
Well, both of them are. They're tied. Thanks, Scott.
Thank you. Bye-bye. All right, and I'm going to try to find out who the Spartans are playing tonight, but it sounds like it's a pretty good game. Does anybody know? If you know, give me a buzz, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Let's see if we can find out who the Spartans are playing tonight. Let's see. It looks like they are playing Whitehall Yearling. And apparently next week they play River Valley. Now that's the big rivalry game, River Valley and Pleasant. And again, the phone lines are open here tonight. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. We don't know where Matt is, so if you have anything you'd like to say, please feel free to weigh in. We would love to hear from you. Now, let's see here. What did we not talk about this morning? Well, I'll tell you one thing we did not talk about, because we had Don Kissick, the Libertarian candidate for governor, in the studio this morning, is the Marion County Board of Developmental Disabilities levy. Now, this has apparently become a point of contention for people, this levy. And I'm not exactly sure why. Apparently, they want to pass a levy, and a lot of people feel that the superintendent and the people who work there are making too much money. So that's a reason not to pass the levy. Because the superintendent sent out a letter letting people know where their salary is coming from. So this has become a little bit of a nasty situation. I don't know if we should really be passing or not passing levies based upon people's salaries. Because I don't know what the implication is that if we give back the salary, or give back part of the salary, maybe we won't need to pass a levy. Maybe that's the idea. I'm not really sure. If anybody has any thoughts on this, feel free to weigh in. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz here. And as I stated before, as we get ready for Labor Day here, currently, I'm alone in the studio. I don't know if Matt is taking an early Labor Day. I don't know what's going on there. But hopefully he shows up before the show is over. You know, he has got one of the most interesting sleep schedules of anybody I've ever known. Now, if you ask him if he needs to change it, he will say no. But yet, clearly, he has some issues with getting places on time. And it's not just here. It's not just here. It's not just us. So I can't say that. But he's kind of a hard-headed person in that he really doesn't want to change anything. Now, maybe if he arrives, we'll talk to him about this. And then I guarantee you what he will say is everything is fine. Now, even though all of us have been together and seen him not be on time, he'll say it's fine because I think that's a new age thing with kids nowadays. I think everything is just fine. There is no concern to get anything done in a... If it's wrong, it's fine. If it's late, it's fine. You know, the world will go on. And yes, the world will go on. I don't disagree with that. But I think trying to operate at a high standard is important. I mean, I think when you step up to bat, you want to hit a home run. You're not going to hit a home run every time, but you got to try to hit a home run. So I don't know. Is it just me, or does anybody else notice this with the current generation? We talk a lot about generational things on this program. 21 minutes past the hour. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Feel free to give me a buzz. We can talk about the Marion County Board of Developmental Disabilities and their levy coming up this fall. Or we can talk about generational things. We can talk about fun stuff here on this Getaway Friday night. Is anybody doing anything fun for the big Labor Day holiday? You know, the big thing on Labor Day used to be the Jerry Lewis Telethon for muscular dystrophy. And this would come on Sunday night on Labor Day. I don't know how long this went on, something like 50 years or something like that. But he would come on Sunday night, and it would go until like 7 o'clock Monday night. And he would raise millions and millions and millions of dollars. But the thing was, as the day went on, Jerry Lewis got more loopy because he had no sleep, which I don't know. You know, it was always interesting to watch Jerry Lewis do that telethon. Did anybody like the Jerry Lewis telethon? Does anybody miss the Jerry Lewis telethon on Labor Day? Labor Day and Jerry Lewis used to go together like peanut butter and jelly. 740-383-9944. I don't know how long it's been since there was a Jerry Lewis telethon. Let's see here. Apparently, 2010. My God. There hasn't been a Jerry Lewis telethon in 16 years. Can you imagine that? 16 years since there's been a Jerry Lewis telethon. Now, I'm looking here, and, well, I'll tell you what, we'll go a little blast from the past here. Here is the last end to the Jerry Lewis telethon ever. Well, let's take the phone call, then we'll come back to this. But go ahead, caller.
Yeah, Scott, I haven't had any sleep since 11 a.m., not this morning, but the day before.
Wow, and you're still awake.
Yeah, and I'm dragging, but I can't go to sleep.
Well, I don't know what Matt's issue is, because obviously he's aware of it. And when he was a little late this morning when Don Kissick was here, and when he came in, he really had dark circles under his eyes. So I knew that...
Well, the young kids think they're entitled. They're entitled to come in late. You know, they're entitled for this. They're entitled for that.
Well, now watch. When he comes in, I'll say to him very nicely, I'll say, maybe you should change your sleep pattern. And he will say, it's fine.
Yeah, I bet he will.
Yeah. But see, that's a whole generational thing.
I wish Baron Power Shovel was still woken. Let him get a job up there.
Well, I just don't know. It's a whole different mindset. I really don't know what that is. I mean, I don't know. It's like I liken it to baseball in that, yes, you're not going to hit a home run every time, but you should try to hit a home run every time. The kids now don't see it that way.
Oh, yeah. I mean, if you're going to do a job, whether you think you're not getting paid enough, blah, 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 do every job you do the best of your ability. Because your past jobs showing how well you do your job. And if you try to do every job with the best of your abilities, you'll move up.
Well, I think that's probably right. So, Labor Day coming up, do you miss the old Jerry Lewis telethons?
Yeah, they was always pretty neat.
Well, I'll tell you, though.
And
by
they had other stars on there, too.
Yeah, yeah. Now, but the problem was, I don't know how old Jerry was when they stopped doing them. The last one, I guess, was 2010. But by that point, he had become so old that he couldn't move well. And he, you know, staying up for 23 hours, his hands would shake. And I remember that last closing he did. I think that's why they took it off, because it was live, and I think he forgot the words to the song that he sung at the end every year. I mean, it was really bizarre.
Well, I don't know why he didn't start it and do it for a few hours and then hand it off to somebody.
Well, that's what he did in the later years. But
oh, did he?
Yeah, I mean, he would start it on Sunday night. And he would go for, like, you know, 10 hours or something like that. Then he would go rest, and he would come back and do the balance. He would come back, like, sometime 3 o'clock on Monday, and then he would do up till 7:30. But it just, I think that live television and doing it in that stretch and trying to sleep on the set, I think it just didn't work for him.
Yeah, it just takes so much out of you.
Well, it does, and I think he tried to be up, but that, I remember watching it that last year, and when they announced that it would not be happening anymore, I thought, I wonder if he knew that that was going to be the last year, or if they looked at that last few minutes and thought, boy, we need to stop doing this.
Well, that was a lot of good funding that MS had.
Well, it was, but he always got a lot of criticism because people said, why do you have to exploit the kids like that on, why do you have to show them? Why can't you just do the show and tell people what you're raising
it
for?
Bull crap. You'll get more donations if you show the kids. What? Are you supposed to not have a kid outdoors or even on TV or anything just because they're like that?
Well, no, I don't think that was the point. I think it was that he was using them, showing them that way, to raise money. Well, right, but I mean, do you think he would have raised less money if he didn't show them?
Probably.
Well, I think that says something about America that we've got to, because I don't know if I agreed with the criticism he got. But I certainly understood what they were saying, was that, you know, these kids are not well, and you are putting them out there to try to raise money. I mean, yes, it's for their cause, but couldn't you do that in a different way? I mean, because kids don't really have a choice. You know, they don't understand television.
I bet you those kids have a good time.
Well, maybe. I don't know. It'd be interesting to talk to any of them.
Yeah, but I don't think that was exploiting them.
Oh, he used to get
making them work or nothing, you know.
Well, there was a lot of criticism in that. I mean, I remember he got criticized for years by people who said, plus there was the idea, it costs a lot of money to do the telethon, why not just do private dinners and try to raise money with corporate sponsors and things like that?
Yeah, but people's always going to think he's dipping into the kitty.
Well, I think they probably thought that. Jerry Lewis was a peculiar guy. If you ever saw Jerry Lewis interviewed, you know, yes, he did all this good work for muscular dystrophy, but, you know, he had a falling out with Dean Martin where they didn't talk for years. He didn't have the best relationship with all his kids from his first marriage. He had, like, 7 or 8.
I think that was a lot more Dean Martin's fault than Jerry Lewis.
Well, I don't know. I don't know. And I know...
When a man's got a bottle tipped up, you know, 30 hours out of a day, you know, drinking, anytime you're around drunks, there's going to be a problem. I don't care, you know.
Well, yeah,
but...
There's
a bar very much, and you haven't got into a fight at a bar, you know, or something wrong.
Well, yeah, but Dean Martin, he went right on with his career. I mean, he got that television show. He did the Dean Martin roasts. He got with Frank Sinatra, became part of the Rat Pack, and he worked with them fine. I mean, he did not have the tumultuous relationship like he had with Jerry Lewis. But Jerry Lewis did have tumultuous relationships with people. I mean, he didn't... Like I said, all his sons from his first marriage... He really did not have a good relationship with any of them. I don't think he left them any money when he died.
I can't quite remember, but I remember watching a special on Dean and Jerry's, you know, rip, you know. And Jerry didn't like the way Dean treated women. And there was a girl that was mutual, you know, they both knew her and stuff. And Jerry did not like the way Dean Martin was around women, what he would do and say to them and stuff like that. You know, I think he had the Donald Trump thing where, you know, I'm rich and famous and I can get by with doing it.
Well, I don't know. From my understanding, Jerry Lewis was no great, I think he had an addiction to prescription drugs. And I also think that Jerry Lewis was, everybody who dealt with him said he had a tremendous ego, and that weighed heavy. That's why he could never work with a partner again.
Wasn't he more famous in Britain than he was here?
No, it was France. It was France.
Where, France?
Yeah. But I don't know. Jerry Lewis had a strange complex. I mean, if you watched interviews as he got older, he was a very, seemed like a bitter guy. I mean, I remember Joan Rivers telling a story about how he threatened to have the mafia come in and pound her head in.
Yeah, I heard he was difficult. But so, a lot of stars are, you know, people say... You know, Lucy was difficult.
Well, I think Lucy was a perfectionist. I don't know that Lucy ever threatened to have the mafia come in and attack somebody. I mean, that's a whole different level of difficult.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I think Jerry was fun to watch on the telethons. I think he did some good movies. I like Jerry Lewis, but I think he and Dean Martin were probably both combustible personalities.
Well, his comedy was just a little bit too silly for me.
Well,
you know,
yeah.
It's like Dick Van Dyke, you know. He wasn't bad. One nice thing about Dick Van Dyke, he wasn't one of those loud, obnoxious, you know, comedians until they get later on in life and they settle down and they realize they can be funny without being loud and obnoxious, you know.
Well, but, you know, I think some people like that. I you know, weren't we having the discussion?
Well, some people do. Yeah, they do like that, but that's always teed me off.
Well, I think it was like the discussion I was having earlier on this morning. The end of the movie is not the point of the movie. It's the how good the acting is, how good the writing is. I think people think, oh, I know what the ending's going to... Well, you probably do. It's not that hard to figure out, but it's how you get from the beginning to the ending that's important.
Well, you watch the whole movie through, and you, when it's coming to the end, you know, you kind of guess at what you think's going to happen at the end. And then you either got it right, or you was way off base.
Yeah, well, see, I don't watch a movie that way. I don't watch many movies. But when I see a movie, I'm looking, well, how good is the movie? I don't care what the ending is. Is the movie good? Does it have people in it I like?
I don't give a crap about people in it that I don't like necessarily. You know, there's people that I've never heard of. And sometimes those are the best movies I've seen.
Well, yeah, but if I don't know them, I don't like them. I mean, that's what I'm saying. If I don't know you, I don't dislike you. I'm saying if I dislike somebody's acting, like you're saying you don't like the way Jerry Lewis acted, so you probably would not like a Jerry Lewis movie.
Oh, I like Jerry Lewis movies, but it just got a little silly. You know, every movie he did had the same, you know, he was loud to a point, but he wasn't Kevin Hart loud or some of those. What's that guy? Oh, I can't think of his name. Well, Robin Williams was one. That was the loudest mouth in comedy probably ever. But Robin Williams could act, had acting skills. You know, he didn't have to quite act that dang stupid.
But people like that. See, that's what I try to tell people. He wouldn't be doing that if it wasn't working. If it wasn't selling tickets, they wouldn't do it.
Well, that's true, but I mean, to me, there's a difference sometimes what you do. You know, do you want people to respect you, or do you want them to laugh at you and think you're just a country bumpkin?
Well, here's the thing that I have learned from doing this show for 25 years. Some people are going to like what you do, and some people are going to dislike what you do. You're never going to please everybody. Some people are going to think you're the greatest thing since sliced bread, and some people are going to think you're terrible. And that's okay, because that's the whole point. What some people like, others don't.
And some people will listen to you sometimes for years, and they think you maltreated them or something, and you never ever hear from them again.
Well,
I just don't understand Sarah. I don't know why she don't come back. She was always a bubbly, funny person, and I would like for her to come back on. But
well, you know, it's here's the thing. I was telling somebody this today. This week, the guest list on this program, we had Jim Renacci, former representative. We had Dick Celeste, former governor. We had Ted Strickland, former governor. We had Don Kissick, current libertarian, running for office live in the studio. We had Mary Ellen Withrow, former treasurer of the United States. Now, if you look at those five guests who we had on over the course of 1 week, any show would be glad to have any of those guests on at any time. But some people just want to hear local people talk. They don't want to hear interviews. Some people like to hear the interviews. You're never going
to
make everybody happy.
Do a variety instead of getting set in a type.
What's that?
You don't want to get set in a type like Fox News, you know, where you're portraying a certain slant.
Well, I certainly don't think we did. I think if you actually...
Yeah, I don't think you did either, but...
No, but I'm just saying some people don't want to hear the interview. They want to hear themselves. They want to call in, and they want to talk, and that's fine, too. That's a call-in
show.
You talking
about me? I called in a lot today, didn't I?
Well, no. I don't... I'm saying that's...
I get your hint, Scott.
No. Do you know how many people come up to me and will say, the callers don't let you talk. I say, well, that's the whole point. If the caller's calling in, why do I need to talk?
I had a lady that sent me a friend's request, oh, I don't know, 3-4 weeks ago. And I was talking to her, and I went to school with her son. He graduated in the same class I did. Plus, she also knew me from calling into your show.
See, there you go.
Listens, but she's never called in.
See, that's the point.
And I think that's the reason why she sent me that friend's request. And we talked for a couple hours one night, back and forth on Facebook.
Well, that's what I say. You will never know how many people listen to this show. When I go out in the public, the people that come up, I was told by the Nielsen company that 99% of the people who listen to your show will never call in because they're at work or they don't want to be heard or they don't have an opinion on something. You know, that's okay. I don't mind
that.
My
mom wouldn't even call in on radio.
What's that?
My mom wouldn't even call in on Tradio.
Oh, listen, I hosted Tradio for the years that I was there every Saturday, and I also did it when Jeff was on vacation. Tradio was, if you listened, if you were a regular listener to that, it was the same people all the time.
Every once in a while, there was somebody different that was...
Every once in a while.
Sell something.
That's why the rules had to be put in... That you could only sell something every... I think you were allowed to call in once a week. Something like that. Because it got so...
Well, broke that, though, and he let it go.
Well, of course they... Because it was the same people. It's the same thing with Quickie Quiz. That was the only other time we ever opened up the phone line. And they had to put a limit on that because it was the same people every day.
Went in all the time.
Right. Well, it wasn't winning.
I went several times.
I
miss that since they don't have a local presence because I want a lot of stuff on.
Well, we had to do that. I'm not going to say the family, but there was a family in town that we had to, I forget what we went to, every 2 weeks, something like that. When we were doing a lot of giveaways, we had to vary it up because it was the same people all the time. Because that's just how a call-in show works. You can have 10 listeners and you can have 10,000 listeners. The call-ins are going to be the same because it's just that you have a certain group of people who are going to call in.
No, I think on the 8 o'clock show, you have less people that call in and less people listen, I think.
The 8 o'clock, like now?
The 8 o'clock.
Well, I think at night, people are listening in a different way.
And I think I'm the only one that's ever called in on that show.
No, other people have called. Like, I know there are people now who won't call because they don't want to let people know they are listening. You know, that's... it's insanity.
What are you worried about what somebody else thinks?
Because people are very...
And I do what I want, and I don't complain. I don't care if you don't like it.
Well, but there are people who don't call in because of their job. They don't want somebody to hear them say something.
Yeah.
You'd be surprised. It's a very interesting world.
You can say the wrong thing, and your job could hold it against you.
Well, yeah, but it doesn't matter to me. I mean, I sit in a studio by myself. I'm doing the show to do the show that I do. And if people like I said, where I started, if people like it, that's great. If they don't, what can I do? Nothing.
Yeah. Well, you might make a little change to maybe, tick some less people off. But if I'm not saying you do that now, but... if you really knew there wasn't a lot of people listening, you might make a little change, maybe, up your listeners. If you work for NBC or somebody's radio station, you'd have, they'd be telling you what they wanted you to do.
Oh, you'd be surprised. I mean, I worked for iHeartRadio, which was Clear Channel at the time, and that was the most hands-off operation I ever saw. Because when you're owned by a corporation, we get more hands-on here than we ever did there. Because when you're owned by a corporation, the corporation very rarely ever comes around. They don't listen to you. And if there are other people in the building, they might listen, but you'd have to do something pretty awful to upset any of them, because they're concerned with what they're doing.
And their concern is what is on what bigger stations, what, you know, WMRN was.
No, I'm just, years ago, Johnny Carson, number one show in late night, I heard Johnny Carson say on a show, he said, when I go out there, it has to be funny to me. And he said, if it's not funny to me, it doesn't matter if it's funny to somebody else, it's not going to work for me. And I think that's right.
He had a mischievous way he did his show and got a lot of laughs, especially when, you know, they bring those animals in, which that one guy from, what's the National Geographic?
Jim Fowler.
Yeah.
Yep.
He used to come in, and Johnny would always, you know, make, you know, doing those animals funny.
But I don't think people, and if you came in, if somebody came in, which nobody ever has, and told me, do the show that way, I wouldn't do it, because that doesn't work for me. That might work for you, but it's not going to work for me. And I'm not going to come do something that I don't enjoy doing. I don't care if it got 50 million listeners. I don't enjoy it. What's the point?
Right. Even though you could make less money, if you enjoy a job, you know, that's half the battle there. You know, if you're happy in life.
Well, it's just broadcasting, and I've never made a movie or anything like that, but I imagine if you get a script and you don't like the movie, no matter how much they're offering you to do it, you're not going to do it.
Me and Adam texted back and forth for quite a while the other day.
Oh, that's nice.
He was telling me all about his acting. He sent a little clip for me to watch that he was in.
Well, see, and I think that's good. If he likes that, he should do that.
Hopefully he can get more involved in it and get some speaking roles.
Well, there you go.
But right now he's going to pay his dues.
There you are. Well, hey.
Have you seen nothing from that?
Nothing yet. So
about a half hour late. About an hour.
If we don't hear anything, call back in.
Okay.
All right, bye-bye. All right. Phone lines are open here. No Matt as of yet. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Call in if you'd like. I guess we're just talking broadcasting here. But it is true. I don't know. You know, I'm sure that I have ticked people off over the years. But it's got to be interesting to me. If it's not interesting to me, then I don't know. It'd be hard. You can't come in and make it up. Let's put it that way. 740-383-9944. I guess that started with, do you miss the Jerry Lewis telethon on Labor Day weekend? Hasn't been around now for 16 years. The last time it was on was 2010. So that's quite a while. I was going to play, we'll take the phone call. Hey, they're calling now out there in the listening audience. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
Yeah, I don't listen to the ball game, Scott. I just tune you in at this time, and it's halftime. And I said the score was 7-7. Well, this isn't going to be a game at all, because it's no more than you got the second caller that I listened. I just punched a button, and I listened to the game. And, Scott, it's 27-7, the other team. Pleasant's losing, so...
my gosh!
The way it goes, real fast. This ain't going to be a ball game for Pleasant, I'll tell you that.
Sounds like they ran up the score real quick.
Oh, man, did they ever burn somebody. But like I say, I listen to your show, so you guys had a pretty good conversation. If you run out of people, I'll give tune in.
I appreciate that. Hey, thank you.
Bye-bye.
All right, well, apparently the opposite team really took a run on Pleasant there, 27-7. I'll tell you, football's one of those games where the score can change with the snap of a finger. 740-383-9944. Talking about certainly the Labor Day weekend. Does anybody miss the old Jerry Lewis telethon? And we're still waiting to see if Matt shows up. No word yet that I see. He'll be up till 3 or 4 in the morning now, you know. That's kind of how it goes with him. Getaway Friday here, September the 4th, 2026. 50 minutes past the hour. And again, the phone lines are open if you want to talk about the Marion County Board of Developmental Disabilities and their levy coming up this fall. A lot of controversy there. Are people going to vote for this levy? Does the staff there make too much money? I guess that's the question at the current time. Ohio State kicks off their season tomorrow. That'll be fun for a lot of people. 3-day weekend for a lot of people, Labor Day weekend. But as I was saying, the last Jerry Lewis telethon was in 2010. Now here is the last 6 minutes from the last Jerry Lewis telethon. He's talking with a girl named Abby Umali, and he does the last call for the total of how much they raised, and then he sings his song, and this is what happened the last time he was on the air 16 years ago this weekend. Jerry Lewis.
Oh, God, we have a final tote board number that we are about to present, and it's for her and a million other of my kids. Let's look at it, please. That's not the final tote. That's our initials, right? That's going to be the final tote right there. Aha. Okay. Yeah, I forgot that part. Yeah. 27 million. Do I leave it here? No. Boy, are we gonna go shopping? Before we complete our program, suffice it to say, no, don't play yet. Don't play yet. Because I want to acknowledge I have the best crew in the world, and I compliment that crew with the best musicians that there are alive in Las Vegas. Take a good look at them. They're always there with me, the Lee Musical Orchestra. With Joe Lano, of course. My Shelly. My Shelly, my good luck charm. She's here for the 32nd year. And she is doing okay. And I can go on knowing she and Suzanne are sitting there. I can go on knowing I have Luke and Wendy and Joel and Abby. And the kind of look in the eye of the child. You all saw it without really distinguishing the moment. When Abby looked at me, if I had a camera in the right direction, I have a hunch you'd see the love in her eyes. And the love in her eyes is the love you get from children, healthy children. And when children aren't healthy, they become like her. Abby, she works very hard to keep a facade of goodwill and simplicity and love and concern. Beneath all of that is a place I've never been. It's a place I can only assume is what my imagination tells me that is. I know the feeling of all my kids tonight. They are so lucky to have you. I'm so lucky to have you. Your nerve ends get to a place where you really can't control yourself. I am so overcome by what we have done. Because I guess in the back of my mind and my heart, if we struck out, I wouldn't know how to look at my kids. What did I do wrong? Well, it didn't have to be what I did, good, bad, or otherwise. But we're at that place now. And we have to say bye-bye in a minute. But I'm going to try to do this because I remember it by heart. For the 59th time. Go ahead, sweetheart. Do me some. Can you take the lights down, Lee? Because they are so bright, I can't even think. Please. When you walk through a storm, hold your head up high and don't be afraid of the dark. At the end of the storm is a golden sky, and this sweet silver song of a lark. Walk on through the rain, though your dream be tossed. You'll never walk alone. Walk on, with hope in your heart, and you'll never, never walk alone. You will never walk alone. Thank you. Good night.
And that was the last Jerry Lewis telethon in 2010. You know, that's very rough. And like I said, maybe it's emotional. Jerry obviously gets overcome with emotion. But I think that may be why they stopped doing those. Apparently they had done 59 of them. But holy mackerel, he really gets overcome. Maybe he knew it was the last one and didn't say anything. I don't know. Hard to say. Does anybody have any thoughts? We have a couple minutes here before the top of the hour. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. I just heard from Matt. I think he's on the way. We'll see if he's here before we start the second hour. So there will be a 10 o'clock show tonight, a Labor Day Matt show. I don't know what that'll be. What did he say earlier on? Sports, politics, that sort of thing. But we do have about a minute and a half here before the top of the hour, 740-383-9944. That was the last Jerry Lewis telethon, September Labor Day of 2010. And I remember watching that. And boy, Jerry had a, needless to say, he had a rough outing there. But hope you're enjoying listening tonight. As I said, Matt is on his way, en route here to the station. We're going to take a 15-minute break here for news and weather. Hope everything's going well your way. I don't think it's going to rain just yet. Thank goodness for that. And we'll come back here and talk about something. Memories of Labor Day, past, present, and future. Remember, there'll be no live programming on Monday morning. That's one of the few days of the year we do take off. I will not be here on Monday morning from 8 to 10, but I will return on Tuesday morning live at 8:15, so don't miss that. But we've got a whole nother hour coming up here after the break, and then Matt's show tonight at 10:15. You're tuned into WGH Talk Radio. Be back in 15 minutes. Don't you go anywhere for love nor money.
You're listening to WGH Radio, Marion, Ohio, the talking place. For legendary comedian Pat Cooper,